Welcome back into the game on Tuscaloosa Sports Authority 99.1 and 99.1 WDGM. It seems like twice a year we have a chance to talk with a legendary quarterback at the University of Alabama, also known as a great quarterback in the National Football League. Well, we welcome in Bart Starr to our conversation. Bart, I hope you're doing well.
Ryan, we are, and it's a pleasure to chat with you.
Absolutely, and you know, we're 100 days away from Alabama football, and you know the folks in Tuscaloosa are starting to get excited to try to three-peat in Tuscaloosa.
I'm sure they are.
Well, as an alumnus of this great university, help us understand the sense of pride that is going through you right now as you look back at back-to-back national championships here in Tuscaloosa.
I think it's difficult to appropriately and adequately describe it unless you've been there or been near someone or around someone who has had that kind of exposure. Then they can kind of sense and feel and so forth. But if that's not the case, it's just difficult to try to explain it to them.
I want to focus in on A.J. McCarron because Vince Lombardi really liked you as a quarterback. I know you've credited him with different helping you be a mentor. But I look back at A.J. McCarron. Do you see the same characteristics that you displayed as a quarterback as A.J. McCarron displays as a quarterback right now?
Well, that's really hard to answer, and I'm not hedging. I just don't know because I don't see him in a situation that could be comparable. For example, you know, on the practice field occasionally, excuse me, seeing a piece of tape when he's performing and that sort of thing. I don't get to have that kind of exposure, so it's difficult to do.
How about just the leadership style, the way that he carries his football team? The play-action pass was very popular under you, rushing attack, running the football. I guess that's the characteristics that I see that reminds me of looking at your playing days.
Well, thank you. I like what he does with respect to that because I think it's a way to really be effective in attacking the defense. But obviously you have to have a strong running game to be able to make it happen, and you have to be able to have to be a good passer in order to activate that out of that running game fake.
We're talking with Bart Starr. As many know the credentials, he brings a lot to the table and a lot to the conversation. Bart, as we look at Vince Lombardi coming up on what would be his 100th birthday, and it's June the 11th, and a lot of folks are counting that down because he is one of the greatest coaches all time. What was your relationship with him like? I mean, maybe off the field?
Well, I'm proud to say that it was a great relationship. It was strictly business. He was very, very tough and hard-nosed and extremely disciplined. But what a wonderful man to be around because he coached you like he loved being a coach. And so it was a great pleasure to work with him. Now, that also, keep in mind, that goes with that tough approach that he takes or took. And so it really made you welcome any opportunity you had to practice with him and then to turn that into a game play.
You see the coaches, and I know Coach Bryant is also turning 100 years of age, and obviously he's passed away, but as we try to celebrate the life of Coach Bryant, Coach Lombardi, did you see similar characteristics in both of them?
Well, I thought I could. Not having worked for Coach Bryant, that's difficult to see if you're not, or to appreciate if you're not that close. But it certainly appeared from a distance that there were strong similarities, yes.
As we look back at your high school career, and I was reading here and sort of reading over your bio, did you ever consider going to the university? I know it was Kentucky was there, and then Auburn University was there. Did you ever consider going to Auburn as a high school player out of high school?
Well, I considered it because I'd fallen in love with this beautiful little lady as a junior in high school. And when I discovered that she was going to Auburn, I had a real dilemma. I was headed for Kentucky because of Coach Bryant. But when I discovered that she was going to go to Auburn, I tell people I call the greatest audible of my life because I just had the strongest feeling if I went as far away as Lexington and she went to Auburn, I'd lose her. So I called the Audible to be able to go to Tuscaloosa, which is a lot closer to Auburn than Lexington, Kentucky is.
If Coach Bryant was recruiting you, how did you tell him that?
Well, I didn't. I just told him that I was still leaning toward Alabama, and so I ended up, when I did make the decision, I called him immediately on the phone to tell him that.
We're talking with the legendary quarterback, Bart Starr. He's in the game on 99.1 and 99.1 WDGM. I want to go back, and I was telling someone earlier this week, I said, you know, I'm going to be able to talk to Bart Starr a little bit later this week, and he wants to go back to the Ice Bowl. So many people talk about that game. How hard was that game to be played as a player? I mean, I don't even know how you guys were able to play the game, and you guys performed at a high level.
Well, thank you. We were pleased that we were able to, and it is tough. It was a very, very difficult day because not only was the temperature cold, very cold, but the ground had become very hard because this temperature had been like that for a couple, 3 days. And so the ground had become very, very hard. I'm tapping on my desk here, and I'll guarantee you it was that hard or harder. But what you had to do is to do something that I think is so powerful in anything that we do. Forget athletics or football or whatever. I really firmly believe that our attitude controls us. And next to God, it's the strongest word in our vocabulary, in my opinion. And I think that our attitude was such that we were just able to make it happen, work it.
Now, am I reading the weather conditions correctly? It was negative wind chill of negative 48 degrees Fahrenheit. Negative 15 was the actual temp. Is that correct?
No, the actual temperature was negative 20, and the actual wind chill was minus 60.
Oh, my. Wow. Unbelievable. I mean, listen, I would even go outside. You guys played the game of football in weather like that. Now, you made a play, if I'm not mistaken, if my research serves me well, that set up that win. Can you talk about that?
Well, I don't know which play you're talking about.
You ran it in on a quarterback sneak, or maybe it was a play-action pass. I was just doing really amateur research, and obviously, I don't remember that. My age is telling on me, but I think you made a play that allowed you guys to beat Dallas in that game.
Well, I'd run a draw play, start to be a pass, looked like it started to be a pass, and it was a draw play I ran, and it was out a little distance from the goal line, and we gained quite a bit of yardage on it. But the biggest play that I think you're referring to that made the game for us is that we ran a couple of plays down on the goal line.
Yes.
Which were very effective. They were called wedge plays, where the center and the right or left guard, we used both sides of it, would wedge on a defensive tackle of the Dallas Cowboys. And we had seen this in preparing for the game, that this tackle, his charge was so high because of his height that you could easily get into him and block him. The other Cowboy defensive lineman, their charge was so low you couldn't block them. All you could do is just fall on them. And that was their technique with this short yardage situation. But this guy, he couldn't get down that low. He was so big and tall. His charge angle took him up in the air. And we saw that preparing. We'd run it twice out in the field during the game. So we knew when we got out on that goal line, the play would work, and it did, and that's why we scored.
When you look at running the football and you look at the opposing defenses, because it's happening here in Tuscaloosa, when you have success in running the football, do you see the attitude change on the defensive side of the football? You talked about attitude a couple of minutes ago, but when you can run the football successfully, it seems like it takes that air out of the defensive side of the football.
Well, it certainly seems to, and I think that probably it does. And again, it's just how you treat the word attitude relative to what you're able to then do. But it's just a strong consideration that you have to give to it.
What makes Nick Saban such a special coach?
I think he has a great relationship with his people. He's obviously very, very smart and talented. He must be a super teacher. I don't know that because I haven't, you know, been in that situation with him. But from what I've heard, that he is an outstanding teacher. When you combine those factors, you have a super, super coach.
Well, no doubt about it. We're talking with a legendary pro football member of the Pro Football Hall of Fame, Bart Starr. He's in the game on 99.1 and 99.1 WDGM. May I ask you, as I look at your life, and you and I have spoke about this, I don't feel like I'm inappropriate. The way that you live your life, the way that you carry yourself, it no doubt displays your faith in Christ. Do you mind? I mean, is that something that is important to you?
Yes, it is. I think it is absolutely imperative that you have that strength in your life because of what it can mean to you and how strong and just driving it can make you.
Is that been a motivation? I know there's other motivation factors, but when you sold the Corvette and you financed the Rawhide boys' home there in Wisconsin after winning that Corvette for being the MVP of a game, is that part of the motivation to continue to help mentor young people and to being grown men later in life?
It certainly was, and it was one of the greatest moves I've ever made, and I'll always be grateful for the opportunity to do it. When they announced that I was going to be the winner of that car, I thought, oh my gosh, what a great opportunity here. And so we auctioned that car off. I won't get into this. We auctioned that car off for a ton of money, and of course gave it to the boys' ranch, and it was just one of the biggest thrills I have ever had, and my wife's had with me.
Now, something tells me as I look at you, and I've talked with you many times, when you see a kid come through your program and he's able to have success in his life, I would think that that would be just a high achievement in your life to be able to know that you made an impact on someone financially. I know you're still involved there now. But is that what type of achievement, what type of feeling is that when you see someone that did not have a chance and you created that opportunity?
It's a wonderful feeling. Ironically, I'm looking across the room in my office here and looking at a large picture of some youngsters who are standing at the front entrance to the Rawhide Boys Ranch, and I have that for that reason. It's wonderful and to be able to experience that. A few years ago, we had a reunion. Seven of the youngsters who came back, seven, were military people. And when they spoke in the field house, after the others had done their things and so forth, and they had time for speakers, when they made their comments, there was not a dry eye in that field house.
Wow. And I'm sure that was an emotional experience. We're talking with a legendary quarterback, Bart Starr, and I know we're closing down the interview. And I know that we've talked so many different times in the past, and I do want to thank you on the air for showing me some hospitality. The folks in Tuscaloosa love Bart Starr, and I hope you know that. It's your name comes up quite a bit, whether trivia questions or we're just talking about Crimson Tide legends. No doubt the folks in Tuscaloosa and the Crimson Tide fans really embrace Bart Starr.
Well, you're very kind with your comments, and it's just always an honor for us to be able to be down there when we can, and it'll always be felt very strongly by me that I was fortunate enough to go to school there and to play football there because it is a lifetime experience.
If I could ask the final question, what makes the University of Alabama so unique? Because it's hard for us to describe it. The ones that have attended here, the ones that are affiliated with the University of Alabama, you go to California, they don't understand it. What makes this place so special to you?
Well, what makes it so special to me is that I had immense respect for it before I went there. I grew up admiring it. I loved it. I was following the great athletes who had come well before me in my time. And what I wanted to do with my education. I wanted to be able to go to the University of Alabama. And so when I was fortunate enough to have a scholarship to do so, I literally was just you couldn't believe how far off the ground I was with excitement.
Rated as one of the top 50 players in the NFL all time, he's a three-time NFL champion, two Super Bowl championships, two Super Bowl MVPs, 1960s All-Decade Team, Packers Hall of Fame, Pro Football Hall of Fame. The Green Bay Packers retired the number 15 in honor of Bart Starr. It has been a pleasure talking to you. I appreciate the conversations over the many years, and I always enjoy catching up with you.
Well, it's a joy to be able to speak with you. I appreciate those kind comments because it's fun to be able to speak to and work with folks like you who, of course, doing this for a living. And you, all of you, to be commended because you do a great job.
Well, listen, my job's easy because in Tuscaloosa, if you know what you talk in May and June, it's the same conversation you have in October and November. It's college football, and you know that. I mean, it's easy because I'm in Tuscaloosa, and obviously we're winning. But even in the bad years, this place still loves the college football game, and they love the game of football.
Well, that's great to hear because we certainly do too, and it's just a joy to be able to be down there for ball games.
Absolutely. Thank you, Bart. I really appreciate you coming on and sharing your stories.
You are more than welcome. I appreciate the chance to chat with you and look forward to it in the future.